gold medalist Matt Hamilton. Judgmental Jim Rutledge. Live from the Park PN Madison Studios. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. That's crush a Coors Light. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Iowa's unfortunately beating Rutgers. That will be affecting Mr. Strofe's lifestyle this weekend. I got Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton with me, holding up his finger.
Hello.
I do that since I only did 1 hour yesterday. I have completed hour.
I know what to do, and that's going to be crushing a Coors Light, baby.
More beer, kid. The Strofe. The Strofinator.
V. Alex Strofe.
I will take one as well.
We've all earned one this week. It's been a heck of a week. We've been having a good time. And it's tournament time. We got conference tournaments this weekend. We'll get the brackets on Sunday. And then we have a lot. We have a tournament between myself and Matt Hamilton that we'll get into next week. That was a little physical challenge to the loser. But we're also going to incorporate the fans. The fans don't have to do any sort of push-ups or anything. One of us will. And
I'm glad it won't be me.
We'll do bragging rights with our friends there at ESPN. So here's a little insight here, and we're going to build this out, and we'll put it out on social. We wanted to do a contest with a prize pack or something like that. Marissa shot us down. She said, no, we're not going to do it. Strofe, you were part of this conversation, so I don't misquote her, but basically, she just didn't think we had a cool enough prize. We're just going to do an ESPN Madison prize pack. She said, nobody's going to want to do a contest with you guys just for an ESPN Madison prize pack. So now I want to prove her wrong, and we're just going to do a contest for bragging rights. Matt and I are going to compete to see who has to kind of pay off a bet at Ho-Chunk Game in Madison, but we're going to invite the listeners, and we'll put this out on our social, to be a part of our tournament. We got to prove Marissa wrong, because she's a little bit of a Debbie Downer with this
one. Oh, Jim's being sassy today.
Usually she's not, but like, hey.
Oh, no, you didn't, girl.
It's a little offensive. She doesn't have faith in our fans that they would want to just participate in a bragging rights. Look, we'll do it with ESPN, so you're entered into the grand ESPN prize. So it's not like you couldn't win anything. It's just join our league, too.
Yeah.
There's no cost to get in. You'll get bragging rights. We'll let you call in. We will put you on the air as the king of the tournament here. But then Matt and I will pay off our bet at Ho-Chunk Madison. We got some exciting things with a new app called Cover 5 coming up. And Matt's got a Matt's Hat game coming up as well that we'll be doing all next week. So it is tournament time. It's a blast. We're having a lot of fun here at Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. We're also asking 844-770-3776 on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text line. Who irrationally gets under your skin? Because it's that time of year. For me, it's Coach K. I kind of check out on Coach K throughout the year. I don't watch as much college basketball as I used to outside the Big Ten. So basically,
because it's so bad.
Right. I don't really. I mean, it's not quite as much. I don't like college basketball as much as I used to. I've talked about it before. I used to watch it of, hey, who's playing on what team? And then, what are they going to do in the NBA? I loved watching NBA players play college ball. It's just not as much of a thing you see anymore because these freshmen are still so raw, they're not dominating. Like watching Tim Duncan just dominate everyone in college basketball was amazing. And Durant did it for a while. Carmelo Anthony.
Do you think that's because the floor, like the bad better, so these guys aren't like dunking on, you know, guys that just enjoy basketball and are above average and can play college hoops?
No, I think the other players have gotten. So I still see the NBA players. I think everything else is lowered. Because I used to see different teams would be loaded. Big Ten teams would be loaded up with guys that go play in Europe and all this other stuff. I don't want to try to get on college basketball. This is a fun time of year because this stuff, a tournament, it's forced intensity, but it works. I mean, you win or you go home, you win or you go home. So it does create a sense of urgency. Yeah. And look, you see these kids wrap up their college careers, and you know that emotion into it. There's so much into the tournament. It's just a perfect bake. You know, you put all these ingredients together, you stick it in the oven, it comes out perfect. So we'll focus on that. But this is the time of year where you do get that irrational hate. And our Exegolf Madison poll question: which current coach in college basketball bothers you the most? Got Juwan Howard right now, number two at 39%. Coach K, even though we're in Big Ten country right now at 45%, and we have 10% for Mr. Tom Izzo, 844-770-3776. It could be a coach or anyone else. Who bothers you around tournament time. 844-770-3776. Strofe, you had some. Matt, you had some as well.
Yeah, I just haven't. It's mostly fan bases that get under my skin. And when it comes to college basketball, there's no worse fan base than the Hoosier fan base. They feel like they own basketball, like they invented it. And don't get me wrong, I understand. I think came from Indiana. Like, okay, that doesn't mean the Hoosiers invented it. And it doesn't mean that just because you guys won a bunch back in the day means that you guys are always relevant and basketball is your game. It just bothers me. It's like Bear or Viking fans that get into their team. It's like, you know, we're the Packers and you don't have a shot at winning the division this year. But they still are like, oh, we're looking pretty good.
Catching strays over here.
We're looking pretty good. We got rid of Khalil Mack, the dead weight.
All right. First of all, I do not think that about this Bears team. I'll be excited. You'll hear me talk about that in 2023.
Our quarterback is really up and coming. Give us three more years with him, and he's going to be relevant.
So mean. So mean. Just, I'm catching strays. We're talking college basketball, and you're taking shots at me.
It's fan bases. It's fan bases. That's what bothers me. Like, yeah, coaches are coaches. Ooh. I understand. There's coaches you don't like, but
there was an unfortunate missed dunk by Rutgers was the sound that I was why I made the sound that I made. Strofe has checked out for today's show. He's just texting and snapping back there. What are you doing?
He's got his feet up.
So Alex Strofe is supposed to be producing the show, and I look over because I'm trying to make more eye contact with the dreamy-eyed Mr. Matt Hamilton.
Nice baby blues, by the way. You ever see my eyes?
Lovely. Yes, I do. You've complimented my eyes as well, so I'll compliment yours.
Pretty eye gang.
We are a
pretty eye gang. Gang gang. I'm checked right back in now. You called me pretty. Yeah.
I know. So he's got his feet. I look over, and he's got his feet up, half a headphone off. On his phone, like he's a stereotypical teenager here. And I know you're not that far removed from it.
I'm not.
But what are you doing back there? This isn't McDonald's, man. You got to work.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You caught me.
What were you doing?
I was texting Taylor.
Oh! I'll be honest. It's Friday, man. I'm checked out. It's the weekend. So what was the text?
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Read the note. Read the note.
Come on.
I actually can't say one part on the air. I have a potty mouth.
Okay.
I'll replace. She said, what time will you be home? I said, 6:30-ish, hopefully. Oh, blank. Actually, somebody's coming in for 4, but I have some stuff to do for weekend programming. I should be home around 6.
All right. So
I doubt it.
Yours are just as mundane as mine.
Yeah,
so.
No, nothing real exciting there.
Mine I can't read on the air because it references a few daycare families, but like same idea of like, hey, someone got sick and now we might be sick. I'm really annoyed by it.
You're sick?
No, I'm not sick. It wasn't.
You come to work sick?
I am not sick.
You know what kind of people come to work sick?
Who?
Selfish people.
I'm not sick.
You're sick.
I feel fine.
No. You just said you might be sick.
No, this is her text to me. This was yesterday. She feels fine today. I feel fine today. I don't see these children. I have nothing to do with the daycare.
I'm putting my mask back on.
Come to work sick?
It's not that kind of sick.
Selfish.
I am selfish, though. That is true. 8-4, maybe I irrationally.
Ben and Madison just chimed in with this, which I find very interesting. Unpopular opinion, Packer and Badger fans are unbearable. Skull Vikes.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Everyone hates the opposing fan base.
Yeah.
Because they're you. It's a mirror image of you, and you don't like what's in Seinfeld. I hate me. Like, it's you're just getting a reflection. It's just the bizarro version of you, where you are as a fan saying what you think is awesome and unique and makes total sense, and everyone else finds asinine.
Are you saying I'm not awesome and unique, Jimmy? I am a snowflake.
We are radio personalities, so we are special. 844-770-3776. Here's one for you, actually, off my text with my wife.
Oh, here we go.
So I purchased this. Our dog, Dolly, very nice dog.
Nice dog.
She comes across as the crankiest old lady in the world because she gets up. We have like a big giant playground, like a Rainbow System playground. She climbs up the steps of it, gets up there, and barks at everyone that walks by. And she's a mixed dog with a lot of different things, American Bulldog mix. And I'm well aware that Matt Hamilton is now checked off. And this was really for him because he's the dog guy of the show. So this is the question I have. We can throw it out to our listeners, 844-770-3776. She also will run up and down the fence barking at people. So I'm working on trying to get a bark collar, and I'm going to try it. I don't want it to like hurt her, but I want to try it to see, because there's levels to it. You can go one to whatever. But,
I got a story about this. Yeah. So we had contemplated getting one for our dogs when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah.
And my dad convinced me to put it on. So I put it on, and we set it to a very low setting, and every time I talked, I got shocked. And I don't know if you know this. My neck as a 13-year-old kid was not as hairy as a dog's neck, so even the low setting kind of hurt. I didn't know he did this, but he turned it way up.
Oh, no.
And I said something else, and it, like, literally, I, like, shook.
Well, now we know why Matt Hamilton sounds like this.
Yeah, exactly. I had a beautiful singing voice before I put on a shock collar.
He went from Marv Albert to this after his dad made him wear a shock collar.
Marv Albert to George Godfrey. Or not, no, what's the guy? Godfrey.
Gilbert.
Good Lord. That's amazing.
What?
That's such a...
We were just trying it out, so I was like, "Yeah, I'll put it on." And my sister and him were like giggling, like because I was getting shocked on like the low setting
involved too,
and it didn't hurt bad, but it was like it was annoying. And then they turned it way up, and I said something because like giggling, I didn't notice them turned it way up, and I said something else, and it shocked me. And after I finally got the thing off, I was like, "We cannot put this on our dog."
Oh, man. Well, now we know why Matt Hamilton sounds the way he does.
Wow.
Awesome. That's such a dad thing to do.
Go ahead. Put it on the shock collar, son.
Yeah. Not only that, it's the extra part of cranking it up.
Yeah.
Which is a tad reckless, but I respect it.
That is, all that is that's an experiment at that point. You're like, how much tolerance does
now,
this kid have?
Question one. Did your mom find out about this?
Was not pleased.
Yeah, I would imagine not. I haven't done anything that reckless with the girls, but...
I'm blown away.
There's certain things with the girls, and there's a whole TV commercial like, don't tell mom, where I'll let the girls do some things that Tanya won't let them do. Nothing crazy, but enough. Now, the other question I had is, did he or would he ever do that to Becca? Because I have girls,
no.
I would never do that to the girls.
Becca
this
is a golden child.
Well, this is also a boy thing, though, too.
Oh, for sure.
Like... Yeah, it's the boy, not to be like, you know, stereotypical about it, but I think like you have your boy do dumb things. Boys want to do it. That's the other part of it.
Yeah.
If I said that to my daughter, she'd look at me rightfully like I'm insane. There's no way I could talk her into it.
Right.
Like
same
my
with
daughter's
Becca.
Yeah.
That's why
like,
I did it. What she wouldn't do it.
What are you bent in the head? I'm
this
not putting
is amazing.
This on.
I was just trying to earn my father's love
by putting on a shock collar.
Well, Becca wasn't doing it. I was like, okay, Dad.
Yep.
I volunteer.
Oh yeah.
No wonder Becca's the golden child.
I know.
Girls are too smart for that, though.
Yeah,
boys would do it.
That's the thing, man. Because, like, as a child, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah,
Matt
same.
Did,
yeah.
But, like, every girl would be like, absolutely not. I'm not an idiot.
As a child, I guarantee you if I brought in a shock collar tomorrow, Strofe would try it.
I have it. Can I bring it in tomorrow? On Monday?
Or on Monday.
Can I bring it in?
Come on, Strofe. It doesn't
I'm
hurt
not
that
just
going
to volunteer to do it, but, like, yeah, I'm sure we can find
again.
A way to get there.
It's been like 2 decades. I'll
sure
do it again.
We can find a way to get there.
We can have it low. I won't be in control. Like we'll keep. We're not going to try to hurt anyone here.
I'll be in control.
There you go.
Oh man, you're
you can go
kill
from
me.
Sound. How you sound now to is Alex Strofe the kid?
I don't want that, man. I don't want that.
Well, we can put it on your arm or your leg. I probably should have when I was younger, but I just put it on because that's where the dog's going to put it on.
That's a good point.
Oh man.
Put it on the hairiest
you
part of your body.
You are an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
How old were you, did you say?
I was probably 13.
You were that old?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought you were like 7.
No, no, no. I was old enough to know better. It was like...
Actually, 13 makes
time,
it better, though.
It's kind of like a toughness thing, too.
Yep.
So like, I was like...
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, you're a teenager
now. You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not denying that. But...
But at 13, actually, his dad is more off the hook. Because, one, 13, you're kind of old enough to make your own dumb decisions.
No,
and, two, at 13, you're not going to get that hurt.
Yeah, so Becca was like 12, 11 at that point.
Well, you guys are closer. You're closer in age than I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My brother and I are 3.5 years apart. So, my girls are 3.5 years apart as well. So, a little bit more of a dramatic difference there.
How much time we got? I got another good story about Pops.
We're going to tease that.
Okay.
Can we hit that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm trying to do a radio tease. You guys give me all the time for a radio tease.
All right, do a radio tease.
We're going to radio tease it. We'll get to it before Rutledge Reactions. We'll react to Matt Hamilton's story next. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and where podcasts. And what's your
I was listening to this song today, this morning, with my youngest daughter as I was home with her, and she loves music, and so I try to expose her to different types of music, and Radio Gaga, which I believe, I haven't researched a ton, is where Lady Gaga, that's why she took it from it. Look, Queen is a pop icon, and she took Lady Gaga, but from Radio Gaga, this is an iconic song. It's my haphazard internet research. I'm Jim Rutledge. He's Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton. Alex Stroff, the kid, on the other side of the glass. Matt's got a story. It is story time.
It is story time with Matt Hamilton. So this is a wonderful story of when I was younger. When we, screwed around or messed up, dad, we called it getting thumped. But it was like he just like flicked you on the head, right? My dad's a pretty big dude. He used to wrestle in high school. He was a drummer. So he's got like pretty big hands, and it was not comfortable. It didn't hurt. Anyway, one time we were sitting at dinner and he thumped me on the side of the head because I said something. And my mom looked at my dad and goes, "Don't do that. You'll give him brain damage." And me being the smart kid I was, I looked at my mom cross-eyed. It was like, "Mom, it already happened." And my mom's like, "Scott, look what you did." And he just looked at me and thumped me again.
And quickly, I was telling Matt, which is appropriate for Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. My dad, after watching an episode of Simpsons, Homer used to ask Bart to beer me. And ever since that, until the day my brother and I moved out, he would ask either my brother or I to beer him. We had to take turns. So we were watching something. He'd be like, "Beer me. Let's go get a Coors Light from the fridge." So just kind of fun upbringings here. And Stroff, I'm not sure what info you're going to bring to us here, but I did see in an early Oprah Winfrey interview with Lady Gaga, she attributed her name's origin to the 1984 songs Radio Gaga.
Yeah, you're correct. Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. It's a long name.
I think she just go with that. I think that's much better. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, right.
Easy to look at.
Has said in several interviews that one of her greatest influences is the British band Queen, which consisted of Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon.
Bohemian Rhapsody was a good movie. I enjoyed that movie.
I enjoyed it too.
I actually haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you should watch it. They do a really good job. And he sings all the songs, the lead singer of it.
Yeah, he does.
I'm sorry. The lead actor in it sings the songs from Freddie Mercury.
He actually had those teeth glued in.
Yeah. Because there's something a little bit, I guess, I don't know what the word different is. It's an abnormality, Freddie Mercury's teeth as well. So, Stroff, you can hop off your phone. We'll get to Rutledge reactions.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
Tough day in college basketball.
We get a sponsor of Stroff on his phone.
Everyone.
Does everyone on us
remain?
If we panic, we die. Okay?
Calm.
R-E-L-A. We're going to be okay.
It's time to hear some Rutledge reactions on Rutledge and Hamilton.
I will say that Cy, is that because Iowa just beat Rutgers 84-72?
Yep.
It's not over yet.
We got a lot of 14-point plays in the bag there.
I don't know.
Today I have lost North Texas, who lost by 6 points. I bet Cincinnati plus 11.5. They lost by 13. And Illinois. Every game I've picked today, I've picked incorrectly. Is this the Ben Brust curse?
Why don't you ask me ever? You never ask me about bets.
Toledo or Akron?
Toledo. Is there a spread?
Yeah, 1 second. 6. Akron plus 6. Toledo minus 6.
Toledo will take it down.
All right, let's do it. All right, this is Rutledge Reactions each and every day. I scour the interwebs to figure out what the heck has happened in the last 24 hours. I throw it at Jim, then Jim reacts, that Matt then reacts reaction. I then react to Matt's reaction to Jim's reaction in a
chain reaction
of sorts. We start with another Green Day song as one plays in the background. This morning on Wilde and Tausch, the home monitor, as we know, is off today. Josh in Heartland, one of the legendary callers into that program, produced a full-blown song about the hall monitor, Jesse Nelson.
I host a bowling show, the only one that I have ever known. No one listens in, but it's home to me, and I talk alone.
I was on a team for Muskego. We just stunk.
I work this empty feet.
She's talented.
He's got a good voice.
I like how mean it is. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It's a little too close to home at times.
It's so good.
Tight.
I talk tight. Alone. I talk alone.
Heck yeah.
You know what I mean? It cuts a little too deep.
My mom is the only one that listens to me. Why can't I get my wife to tune in briefly?
This is good.
I wish that that would pay just to top me. And I talk alone.
You could just hear the laugh of Tausch and Wilde in the background.
Right.
So I paid that magazine to write about more.
That's good.
Josh and Hartley's creativity. Oh, I talk alone.
It's a good spare.
I love the little clips
on the boulevard of bowling streams where the
I never really, I had to hear it twice.
I'm
boulevard of bowling streams. That's good.
My mom is the only
one that listens to me.
Why is it that she left town when I turned 30? Would never ever do that to me.
Having a tough time finding a line.
Wow. How about that from Josh in Heartland?
That's amazing. Can I get that on iTunes or something or Spotify?
We got to work on that because that is the best thing I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
So many good references.
Can that be our
there.
Show open? I don't know.
It might need to be.
From now on, I'm going to bump that into the studio. Every time I like walk in here and I know Jesse's working, I'm going to start playing.
And who did that? In. Someone from Heartland? What was his name?
Josh in Heartland, which Josh is Heartland. An ultimate Jesse Nelson hater.
Good.
But he put in so much work. It was and all the references. Can right? You, like,
yeah.
He said, why did my mom leave town when I remember back June or July, whenever Jesse's birthday is? He complained for like a week that his parents were going to Vegas on his birthday.
Also, yeah. Like,
he's 30.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, paid the magazine to write about me.
That was so
that
good.
Was good.
He yeah. bragged about that magazine article for like all last week. Amazing. I can't believe he came up with it that fast.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
took clips.
Yeah, can we welcome him into the show? You know,
Josh and Heartland?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Reach out to him. He's got a open line. He's got the bat line right into the show.
Yeah.
Just to dump on Jesse.
All right. Next topic. Let's hear it.
Heidi Montag. Am I saying that right? Do we know who that is?
No.
She might be a model.
Sure.
She might be an actress. I'm not really sure who she is. But as part of her new raw meat diet,
okay,
raw meat diet, which is a thing apparently.
Yeah, we talked about this. Wisconsin was, thing with cannibal sandwiches.
Right.
Yeah.
She was pictured walking down the street, chomping on bison heart.
Oh, vomit.
The That's, heart of a bison.
Good God. Why,
Here's
folks?
The photo for you.
She's doing that. She's eating it like an apple. Why? So she, like, in that photo, she is rocking what looks like a $2,000-$3,000 designer jacket, you know, $1,000 designer glasses, and she clearly looks like she's posing for it. But and I you know, it's kind of a far away angle. It looks like it's wrapped in that butcher's meat, and she's just eating it like an apple. That's so unnecessary.
I had a boss who's a crazy like health nut, and there's something to like not cooked. Like there's you do cook out a lot of the nutrients of it now. There's a reason that our brains got bigger when we started cooking food when we were like cavemen. But I've definitely, you know, I've gone hunting with people before. Like, you're supposed to eat the heart. It's this thing you're supposed to
cooked. Really?
I've had a couple raw heart nibbles before.
I had a cooked heart. I have not eaten a raw deer heart. 844-770-3776. Have you eaten a raw animal heart? Take calls on that. 844-770-3776.
Who did you just send to the phone lines?
I don't know. Hunters. Yeah. Hunters.
Well, that's a thing, right? Raw deer heart is a thing. That I've heard of.
I've never heard of that.
But other animals I've never heard of.
Bison for sure.
That was the first time I've heard of it. That's why
I would imagine what's the difference between, like, you go rabbit hunting?
Would you eat a raw rabbit? I've never eaten
a raw
rabbit.
I'm not eating raw anything out of an animal. Right. So
it's supposed to be like a respect
sushi.
Thing.
Respect thing? Like
for the animal. Like, it's more comes from the
Native Americans. That's what I figured, which I get, but I still don't. I'm not going to do it. I get it. I actually respect that the Donners would, you know, have that tie to it.
I don't know if I do it anymore now that, like, mad cow's a thing. I was young. It was
pre or post neck shock.
Why not? I'll do whatever.
Man, I don't know if I wish a boy upon you or I don't.
Oh, my God. If my son, he's definitely trying a shock collar on.
Maybe don't let people know that.
Well, I don't have a kid yet, so it's irrelevant. It's a moot point for now.
Keyword. Yet.
Right. Yeah. 14, 15 years
Matt Hamilton offspring is a scary-ass thought.
I think he'd be a great dad regardless, but I think a girl dad might just be better for
Matt. I think he'll be a cool dad. I don't know about great dad.
Yeah. Be a fun one.
What are we doing? Let's just build him up, man. He's going to care.
Look, Jim, we've worked together almost a year now.
Yeah.
One thing I'm not good at doing on the air, building somebody up.
Yeah.
Really good at tearing people down.
Well, I'll build you both up. Not on dad parts, Joe. If you're too young, I have no idea if you'll be a good dad.
Yeah,
but Matt's going to care, and he's going to be loving and all that kind of stuff. He'll be good. He'll be good dad.
Last one here in Rutledge Reactions for you guys quick. Kurt Benkert, who we actually talked about this week.
And we talked about this particular thing this week.
He tweeted earlier today, I may or may not have a meeting scheduled next week with the at Packers social media crew. No further comment at this time. So, Jim, I pose to you.
Yeah.
Is it more likely Kurt Benkert is A, rostered, active rostered quarterback on the Green Bay Packers, or B, a social media star for the Packers in 2022?
I think he gets paid more doing social media for the Packers than he does as the practice squad slash sometimes backup quarterback. Because I don't know. I mean, if you're not active.
You can't do both, can you?
Why not?
You still got to play football if you're on the practice squad.
Yeah, but game days you don't. Can you do like a game day takeover?
You think he's going to be like the dude on the Packers Instagram page, like mid-second quarter standing on the sideline with shades on? He's going to be like, hey guys, Kurt Benkert here. Yeah. Packers beating the Vikings right now, 14-10. Ask me questions.
What else is he doing?
On this little box below, I'll answer him at halftime.
What else is he doing?
It's a fair point. Holding the clipboard.
He's like the Bengals kicker hanging out at the halftime of the Super Bowl.
In trouble for that, Evan McPherson?
From whom?
The team.
Aw, boo on the Bengals.
Well, they lost the Super Bowl.
And nothing to him?
Not because he missed a kick.
That's true.
Yeah, that's that weak sauce throwback to Stephen Craig days. That's what they used to call things they didn't like. Weak sauce.
Weak sauce?
Weak sauce from the Bengals.
You can do better than that.
I'm going homage to the founder and president of the company. But if you want to, you can give him a call. I'll shoot him a text. Say, Strofe, not a fan of your content.
Well, it's not on the air anymore, is it?
I hope.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If they want to be on the air tomorrow, we're off the air.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They are taking
good
our
point.
Time slot.
Good point.
Just in a heartbeat. So let's not try to.
Sorry, Craig. Sorry, Steve. My bad.
Let's try to get them to spite us off the air.
Because
they just hop right back in and do their terrible radio show. So we have Toast of the Weekend coming up, but it's Friday. So I think the more we talk about booze, the better.
Yeah, and it's Friday. That means there's delicious fish fries all around Wisconsin. And what goes better with a good old Wisconsin fish fry than a good old Wisconsin Old Fashioned made with the best brandy? North Brandy from Central Standard is the best brandy you can find for your Old Fashions. I'm normally a whiskey guy, but I like this brandy a lot. It makes for a great Old Fashioned, whether you like it classic style, sweet, or, you know, sour. Whatever you're into, Central Standard's got the best brandy for you. Find it where all good liquors are sold. Must be 21 or older to enjoy.
Central Standard North Wisconsin Brandy. And the guys are telling me they're up at Ishnala. Ishnala is just setting world records in the amount of old fashions they're serving up there in brandy old fashions. The only brandy they're serving up there is the Central Standard North Wisconsin brandy.
And Ishnawa knows supper clubs, mm-hmm. and they know what is the best cocktail for a Wisconsin supper club. And that's an old fashioned.
And we know booze, and we like Central Standard, and it's made in Wisconsin. This is Rutledge and Hamilton. I threw out a poll question that blew up, and both Jesse Nelson and Alex Shiro threw shade at me for it. But we're going to talk about it later. Next, Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shirt on, Strope. It's not time for Toast of the Weekend yet. Keep your shirt on time here. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I was just trying to change it up a little bit.
What was that noise?
I don't know. Also, your microphone is, it works best if you talk into your mic.
I went over here to say it.
What are we doing here?
Hello.
He's right. We need a shot collar from. He's on one side of the mic, and he's just going, I'll be over here. I'll come back over here. Let's do a little radio, like in your
circle over here. Circle over here. Meteorologists are real.
Yeah. Alex Strofe, the kid.
Throwback.
Well, whatever. Is it going to snow? Is it not going to snow? It's going to be warm next week. You're welcome.
You hate meteorologists.
I like meteorologists and respect their profession. I hate what the news has done to meteorologists when they're just tools to be sold into programming. So they took a real profession and a real scientific job and like degree, meteorologist, and they've turned it into a parlor trick to make money.
So Strophy's got a degree to be a radio host, and we have just sold this job into a parlor trick.
Yeah, but no, they're not the same. Meteorologists, like,
it's the same.
It's like a real, like, be like taking a doctor and then slapping them on TV 17 times.
Not on the news.
Like, it'd be like every news program. So that's all. Meteorologists, we need meteorologists.
Like
they're helpful.
Doctors that come in and talk about stuff.
They monetized it to the point of you get a hint of snow and they got to serve a certain amount of impressions. And so they just slap them on 17 times. You got me off track.
It's judgmental.
It's factual. Factual, Jim Rutledge. Deshaun, good check-in from Aaron Rodgers there. I like that. Thanks. Thanks for checking in, Aaron. He's doing good, whoever he is with Shailene Woodley.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson will not face criminal charges. He still has civil charges against him, but that's from Adam Schefter. That is some breaking news. I'm not saying I want Deshaun Watson on my team. Packer fans don't want him on their team. But Deshaun Watson could end up being a story for the Green Bay Packers because being cleared of criminal charges allows Deshaun Watson, I think, the ability to maybe play this year. And
Seattle?
And Texans could move him to Seattle. The Colts, are, you know, that wouldn't affect the Packers, but the Colts could be in line for one.
Pittsburgh.
That's an AFC team. But there are...
You mean they're not going to go with Mason Rudolph? That's really going to crush my dynasty team.
That was Mason Rudolph who threw a helmet at Myles Garrett, right? Or do I have that backwards?
No, the way around. Okay, Myles Garrett.
Which, you know what?
Used Mason Rudolph's helmet, too. He used his own helmet.
That actually was a boss move. You know,
I agree.
I just respect.
Did I tell you I'm taller football. Than Myles Garrett? I stood next to him, and he didn't seem as massive as I thought he would be. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
He looks like just a freak of nature. I think I'm taller than him.
Freak of nature. Sam Congato. That guy,
Dr. Sam Congato.
Right. He looked like chiseled out of a mountain. Like if you didn't know what a football player, because there's plenty of football players that don't look like they're football players as far as their physique. This guy looked like he was a bodybuilder. You're like, what in God? And why are you so below average as a football player? Because
he had one good year.
Like it was good
half a year.
Yeah. Good for him. He had like three good games. None of us play in the NFL, but like if you just didn't know and you line him up with like other running backs, like, oh, that's the good running back, because you'd be like, oh, this guy is cut out of granite here. But other news, Joe Buck is leaving Fox and joining his best buddy Troy Aikman in the ESPN Monday Night Football studios.
Ugh, those two.
Which is funny.
As a Packer fan, I hate listening to those two.
Why?
Joe Buck and Aikman?
I like them.
Do you really?
I might be the only Packers fan that actually enjoys them.
They just...
There's certain sections of every fan base that think...
all the time.
But here's the thing.
No,
you
they
could,
don't.
You could search on Twitter and you find a certain fraction of every fan base.
Every fan base thinks they hate them.
Right.
That means they're good commentators.
Also, the only thing that they're sometimes guilty of...
You have a degree in media. Forget you.
Every broadcaster does is that... If there is one team that's leading, they want a good game. So if the Packers are up 17-7 in the fourth quarter and the Vikings score a touchdown and now 17-14, they sound excited about it because they're like, all right, this is a good football game because they truly don't care.
Pull it.
No,
pull
we're not pulling
what
it.
What do you want to pull?
This is worse
hold
than
on. What do you want to pull?
Do you like Troy Aikman and Joe Buck as commentators?
This will go worse than the can I make a bet? We can pull it.
Yeah.
But this will go worse. This will skew more towards no than the – Aaron Rodgers, what was it, 79-21%, whatever that one was with
that
Aaron Rodgers versus, we can look it up, but Seahawks Hall for...
Yeah.
You think
this is going to be closer to even?
No, I'm saying it's going to be more of a slam dunk.
More people say no? Yeah.
Yeah, like 85%. Well, triggered
fan base.
You
guys tell me they're good.
I love it. You're representing the triggered fan base.
That is why you brought me on the show. That is why I'm here. I am the common man.
You are the common man.
I don't think so.
He's the most common man of us.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Strofe just lives in a booth. He doesn't.
You want to talk about common man, Jim?
You're a radio
Matt
guy.
Matt and I walked across the street before the show to get a little lunch.
Yeah.
I lost a bet against him earlier today, so I owed him lunch.
Two lunches.
I lost double or nothing bet as well, but that's beside the point.
Do I get to know the bet?
Off the air.
Off the air.
So anyway, we're at the grocery store checking out, and this guy walks up to Matt, and he goes, I like your shoes. Matt goes, thanks. I got them at the Olympics. And the guy goes, you were in the Olympics? For what? And Matt goes, it's curling. Do you know what curling is? He goes, no, I've never heard of it.
No, he said he kind of had an idea, but he's never watched it. Yeah.
And then Matt goes, well, it's a sport on ice where you throw a big rock. And he goes, well, I like your shoes.
That has to be the first time in a while that Matt didn't get a reaction.
No, he was impressed by the Olympic thing. He just didn't know what curling was.
Okay. Because I feel like that happens. So, Strofe, when you introduce yourself, do you introduce your full name?
Like, hold on. What do you mean introduce myself?
So, if someone, I can't remember Chris, our bartender friend at Vintage, he asked if you were. So, if someone said, like, you're just out and about and you're meeting people, and maybe they're like, do you say, hey, I'm Alex Strofe, or do you say, I'm Alex?
I guess it depends on the setting.
Okay.
Right? Like, if it's friendly, then yeah. But if it's professional, I would probably say my whole name.
See, I just do my name anyways. I always find it, and look, it doesn't happen often.
Your name as in Jim Rutledge?
No,
or Jim.
Okay. People pick up the voice once in a while. I just find it strange. And it's always appreciative, but I'm also, like, we're just the three of us sitting here talking sports. So Matt obviously is the one that gets the biggest draw for it, but Matt doesn't have to do anything. So that's why I wanted to ask you, Strofe, how do you introduce yourself? Because I do find it. It's just always.
So you say
pleasant.
Jim, what do you do? Hi, I'm Matt. Hi, I'm Matt Hamilton. Hi, I'm Matthew Hamilton. Hi, I'm Matthew.
Matt. Typically, it's just Matt.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, then you're on the out.
Yeah. And Matt, look, people, we were at the Suter Capital Ice Arena, and I swear every hour someone was popping in to take a picture with Matt Hamilton. You're famous everywhere, but I feel like at a curling event in Wisconsin, in the Madison area.
I'm Miles Davis. You're not cool unless you pee your pants.
He peed his pants? Nobody cared. That's how cool Matt Hamilton is. It just freezes over there at the ice. We will wrap up the weekend with a toast of the weekend next. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts, free, on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see.
We made it, Wisconsin. It's the weekend.
Craig Skell's up here?
That show is far less cooler than ours.
We're mad at that show.
Because we're Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Corey.
We're mad at that show because they're mad at you.
Hey.
That's correct.
That show drinks the wrong beer. That's we are true. Presented by Coors Light, and we're going to get to Toast of the Weekend. I mean, we are, let's just be honest, we are the cool show. We are Madison's show. We will be Wisconsin's show.
Yeah, this, Madison!
This is Rutledge and Hamilton,
yeah!
baby! Higher Love, and we are drinking some Cabin Strength from Central Standard.
Yeah, so it is like your normal Central Standard Red Cabin bourbon, but it's got a little play on the cask strength, where they call it Cabin Strength. And it's currently sits at 119 proof.
Yeah.
Which is
59. This is why Strofe is shirtless dancing around back there.
Yeah, he took
already
one sip, and all of a sudden he is just turned into like a dude at like a rave back there.
Save your second sip for after the show when you pass out.
Yeah. Well, either way, this stuff, just like regular Red Cabin bourbon, this Cabin Strength is aged to perfection.
Yeah.
It's finished in Cabernet wine barrels for 60 days to give it that perfect smooth finish. Even at that proof, it's pretty smooth.
It is.
And they know a thing about gold medals just like me, because they won the LA Spirits Award for best bourbon. Go find yours. This is our toast to the weekend. We found ours where the best liquor is sold. Find yours too. And remember, you got to be just a little bit younger than Strofe to enjoy at 21 years old.
Yeah, over 21. Strofe, let's get to, before we do our toast of the weekend, let's get to our open for it.
Taking shots in here. You want one?
Raise a glass and toast to the weekend.
Hey, everybody. Here's some fun facts. I've also prepared a few words.
Brought to you by Central Standard. Award-winning products are locally distilled with pride in the heart of downtown Milwaukee and are available everywhere.
Cheers to the freaking weekend. Cheers to the weekend. Toast to the weekend. Brought to you by Central Standard. Made in Wisconsin. We're enjoying it in Wisconsin.
That's our standard here.
Yes.
On Wisconsin. Hamilton.
Look, man, Wisconsin makes some great, great booze, headlined by our friends at Central Standard. We are enjoying the Cabin Strength. 119 proof, 59.5% APV, and it goes down smooth. So after your fish fry, you get home, pour yourself one of these, maybe two fingers, and wrap up your evening nice. Send yourself to the weekend.
So I get some of those nice cherries in there and maybe a dash of bitters, and that's a cocktail. That's all you need.
Well, that is a cocktail. Matt Hamilton, mixologist, giving you how to mix this up and how to drink it. Strofe. Before we lose you to your second sip of Red Cabin, what are you toasting to?
I am toasting. Let me grab my glass here as I toast, because I'd like to raise a glass, fellas, if you're with me.
Yep.
I'd like to raise a glass to the greatest coach to ever brace the ice sheets. I'd like to raise a glass to never losing a match. I'd like to raise a glass to the fact that I am unfreaking defeated this week at the National Mixed Doubles Curling Championships in Middleton, Wisconsin, because Maddie Hamilton brings the flair. Becca Hamilton brings the spice. And Alex Strofe, baby, brings that cool and collected middle ground. So we are 3-0 on the week, and we're in the A bracket. We're in the playoffs. We're headed for the championships, and we're getting ready to head to Switzerland. Cheers to you, Maddie.
Cheers, bud. That's a good cheers.
That is a good cheers. I would say that Becca brings the spice, you bring the sugar, and Matt's everything that's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I liked mine better.
I liked it a lot, too.
What's that? They both were good.
It's all good.
Joe's got to win everything.
I do. That's true.
Yeah,
I'm a very competitive guy.
Yeah, got to win everything.
He's undefeated.
Just adding on, man. Just adding on. You did a good idea. I was throwing my two cents in there. I apologize.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for trying to win something that I didn't need to.
Matt, what are you cheersing?
Well, friends.
You're toasting to, excuse me.
My toast to this weekend and to probably roll into next week a little bit is our Wisconsin Badgers. We got a big game against Sparty and the boys from Michigan, and we're going to drill them. Just like I'm going to drill the rest of this Red Cabin bourbon. And maybe Strofe's if he keeps nursing it back there.
I am going to toast to baseball being back. It's going to be an active transaction weekend. We're going to see a lot of baseball signings, and the tampering period for the NFL starts at midnight on Sunday. So I'm excited. I'm going to toast to the upcoming signings in baseball and in football. I love that kind of stuff this time of year, and there's going to be so much coming through. The Hot Stove League is lit, and so is NFL free agency happening at the same time. I would imagine for the first time ever, the Hot Stove League, Hot Stove getting lit right during the NFL free agency.
What is this? What is, nobody's listening anymore, Stro.
That's a hot stove burning.
Oh. Yeah, it's too close to other sounds there.
Good. Good. Very good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. Zip it up and let's move on. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. Our X-Golf Madison poll question, as we revisit it before we head out to the weekend. We have two of them. Do you like listening to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman? Right now, 75% of you say yes, you do.
Oh, I got 65-35 because I just voted no.
Thanks for letting everyone know how few votes we have so far. But that back and swing
we
it.
We have 20 votes already, and that's only a good, been up I know, for like it's only been a minute. Minutes.
When you say, like, I just swung it 80% with my vote, that doesn't look like a very
if
popular poll.
If I could
poll.
Not let anyone else vote, it was just me, I would do it, and we would see 100% for no.
In the secondary, or our first X-Golf Madison poll question, which current coach in college basketball bothers you the most? Right now, Coach K still in the lead at 44%, followed slightly by Juwan Howard at 41%, Tom Izzo in at 9%. 6% can't follow directions. It says other with a reply. No replies. No replies.
Tough break.
It's tough.
I mean, that's because everyone agrees with my Indiana take.
Share your Indiana take before we get out.
The Indiana take is I've got a buddy named Derek who is from Indiana. He is a Hoosier, and he thinks that anything basketball is Indiana. It's if it didn't come through Indiana, it doesn't count
it's
as bupkis. Real basketball. It is bupkis. And you know what? I got a fun fact from my two Indiana friends here recently. This is the first year in 19 years that Indiana has won two games in the Big Ten tournament.
So I love how
they're a bunch of bums.
Isn't that in the open for Toast of the Weekend? Zach Galifianakis saying fun facts. So I love how you just pulled the...
Yes, yeah, I totally did that intentionally.
All right, we'll be back at it on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned for our bracket. We'll put that up on Twitter at Jim and Matt. Podcast us. Scalzo and Bruss is up next. This has been Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
We'll see you later.